Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussin. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Hussin, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try, and if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Shanti's. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Om. Ricky Byers Beckwith. That's right. When there's peace in your mind, in the earth, gotta pay attention to what you're listening to, though. What's plugged into your ears? What sound vibration are you moving through? What frequency is rearranging your molecules in the body? Well, today we're going to align you, awake you, inspire you, empower you. Ricky Byers Beckwith reminding us to activate the peace within and to use all the tools that are around us. To find out more about Ricky Byers Beckwith, her website address is weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. Let it be. Healing already exists. Truth already exists. Just let it be. Get your stuff out of the way. Get your shift out of the way so you can let it be. There's some interference. And you get ready to be declogged. Get ready for a spiritual colonic. Yes, yes, yes. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself first and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And when you are inspired, you can't help but make a difference. You are here to make a difference. And when you're not, you feel it. You feel it in your heart. You feel it in your head. You feel it in your body. It's time to wake up and show up and let God show out. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I am is your host. You should know that by now. But for those who don't, the I Am Presence is the host of the show. And the I Am Presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade, the Naughty Professor, the Metaphysical Rebel. Call me what you will. I don't mind. I still love you because I know that everything you call me, whatever you call me, is simply a reflection of your consciousness. And I know that everyone that listens to the show are beautiful souls. So you can't call me anything but good. Because I am good. And even if you try and call me something but good, that's on you. Because I know who I'm is. Yes, yes, yes. Ricky Byers Beckwith. Om Shanti. We've got the doctor in the house. Dr. B. Serious. Woo, you better put on your seatbelt. As a matter of fact, no. Take off your seatbelt. We want you to just relax and get ready to be transported to a whole new realm. But before we bring him on, we're going to bring on Celeste. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Life Coach today. You sound like you've got some fire. You got some new moon and Leo energy running through you.
I don't know what the heck is going on. You know, I'd just be walking into all these frequencies and later on, and I'd be like, what's that about? I'd just be, I don't know. I haven't even drank my tea yet, but I'm about to take a sip now.
Okay, you go ahead and take your sip while I do the announcement. I'm really anxious for this conversation. I'm not a musician, per se, but I feel like a musician in my soul.
But you're an artist.
I am an artist.
And when you're an artist, you know you're one with Dr. B-Series because he's a scientific artist. That brother can, if I ask him, tell me about tea, Dr. B-Series will break the tea down. I'd be like, really? This little thing in my cup? Do you see all of that in there?
Yes. He's quite a renaissance man with his ability to flow from, you know, the herbal arts to the music.
Subconscious mind.
No, it's just hot. I'm excited. like a schoolgirl. Let me stop now. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and do the announcements now.
Okay.
It's a new moon in Leo, so we're probably a little mouthy and a little bit more fiery than usual. It is my rising sign, so I make no apology.
Well, you need all the fire, and you need to rise up, so allow the energy to heal you and heal those who came before you, those who are still here. So just don't even hold back. Let it be.
I'm going to let it rip. Okay.
Let it rip.
I've been around you too long. Okay, hey, and guess what? You've got some beautiful people in the chat room. You know, Vanilla Smile is over there. Electra is over there. I think there's Candy, you know, and more people that I can't see and, you know, numbers I don't recognize, but I just wanted to love out because we don't shout out. Now I will be
here
now.
No, don't shout out. If you shout out, we're going to shut down. They don't need to shout. They got to just love folk. And they're going to shout. They need to.
Hallelujah. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Are you?
Yes. Hello, family. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach a Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with. So Life Coach a Day and our wonderful guest, Dr. B. Serious, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in an email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of August is Living Your Soul's Intention, and we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Life Coach Today is flying solo to offer you some soul food for your consciousness. You don't want to miss this show. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safara for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? Well, if not, take a trip on Playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on our last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Be sure to join me as well for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards to get you more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations Radio menu, then click Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. No amount is too small, and we thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you, my friend. See you around one.
Sure will.
And move easy. You know what I mean. All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Talk to you later.
All right now.
Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. The medicine man is in the house. Oops, let's try this. You better watch what you say, Celestine. Okay, you're muted now. And he's an elder. He's a teacher. He's a medicine man. And I think I want to do a little bit of this because we need to welcome him. And he got some folks with him. If you stand next to him, sitting next to him, you won't see the folks unless you got your third eye open. So we want to welcome him and everybody. And let's see, we got to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And what are we doing here? I'm multitasking. That's what we're doing. So we're going to do this. And we're almost ready to start the show. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad for questions, comments, thoughts, doubts, worries, disagreements. Bring it all. We're here to support you on your transformation journey. Truth is, life is good and it's getting better. The theme is living your soul's intention, music and sound, chants and prayer helps activate your soul's intention. Stay tuned. This is Dwayne Mata. This is Thunder. For the sound, check out the drum. All the elements of mess with us now. That's better. One question, my brother. Dog, his brother. Jeez. See if I can read the bio with a QI matter underneath me. I get distracted sometimes. The drunk already working. I can't do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be different. Dr. B. Sirius is the leading mind, body, and spirit medicine man. Master herbalist, natural remedy, and healing pioneer. A wellness educator. His mission is to create more harmony on the planet by transforming lives one person at a time. I'm rocking to the drums, reading the bio with the music. Perfect vibrations. Being a healing pioneer, Dr. B has developed a mental balancing system called subconscious alignment. He's also a certified facilitator of personal transformation techniques by K. Another form of the Tibetan healing medicine is the gift of music. He channels what he refers to as for the soul. It's a tool for healing, chakra balancing, and meditation. The Tibetan has been given a gift. The great ability to heal, motivate, educate, and inspire by instilling personal power, giving keys to self-realization, and awaken clarity to those with whom he interacts or just expresses. Find out about his website address is elevationtime.com and elevationtime.com. Oh, really? I'm just hearing that George made his transition. Really? Okay, I'm just gonna play a little bit of the song to welcome. If that's okay, he did. Okay, he's been welcome. I don't know when he made his transition. So this song is for him as he moves into his new home. Fully. All the great ones, our ancestors, those who came before us, who sacrificed, who gave up, who didn't give up, who showed up, who said, I can't do this, but they kept pushing. We welcome you all as we gather together to heal. Thank you for being a place where life flows through you and that life lives in us. And we honor that right now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, especially, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome our guest, our friend, the medicine man. He's our self. He's just another us. Dr. B. Folks from LA are kind of rowdy. They just, you know, we're not so loud. Dr. B. Sirius, you brought your people with you? How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am good. Nice to have you here. I've been preparing my consciousness for our conversation because I know after you finish downloading, I won't be the same.
Can you hear me loud and clear?
Oh, I can hear you. I can feel you. I can see you. All is well. Everybody that needs to be here are here, and every nobody's are here. So we welcome them all. So beautiful. I just read a little bit about you, and I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, before we start talking about sound frequency and vibration, who are you? Who is Dr. B. Sirius?
Well, I am. I am nature. I am the trees, the plants, and I am a being that came to this planet to create harmony and teach. I'm a musician. I am a medicine man. I'm an herbalist. I'm a teacher of the knowledge of the universe and helping people find their way back to their original pathway. And that journey is very powerful when we're at a time when the universe is open to us awakening from the deep sleep. So I am a guide, I'm a friend, I'm a father, and a person who has come at this particular time to create harmony.
Mm-hmm. And you're certainly doing that. You're certainly doing that. Today's theme for our conversation title is the healing power of sound and sound vibration. And I know you've done extensive work in so many ways. I mean, I was listening to an interview you did. You had vaporizer in a room recording. It's like, who does all of that? You're clearly from another world. But tell us a little bit about your story, how you got into sound, how you, what all the things that happened that allowed you to yield to who you are as the medicine man.
Well, you know, at a very young age, I could hear rhythms and sounds and people's voices and music and, you know, all these things did something deep inside of me, you know. And I began to bang on things and listen to the sounds of different, you know, materials like metal versus plastic versus cardboard and wood, you know. So at a very young age, I was already beginning to attune myself with the frequencies of this earth dimension. And, you know, I loved music, so of course I got into music and began to study, you know, and became a drummer, a percussionist, actually. And, you know, that I studied with a lot of different people. And right around the 70s was when things got deep, and I began to study an incredible master teacher, one of the greatest teachers, one of the greatest musicians of all time. I began to study Master George Duke. And for those of you who don't know, George Duke made his transition just recently, within the last hours, and he has had a profound effect on the entire planet, on the resonance of the planet, because he understood frequency, harmony, and tone and rhythm on a whole nother level. And after studying all of his works as a youth, and then finally working with him, it just puts you on a different wavelength to understand how vibration and harmony affects us all. So, you know, I just like to say we should celebrate, you know, George Duke's life, the work that he's done. And about a year ago, his wife, Corrine, made her transition, who I also knew, who was another incredible soul. And these people together, they created a whole space, a whole dimension of music that had never existed before. So my love goes out to him, making his transition to the next level, to the next dimension. And he was a huge, huge influence, along with Carlos Santana, you know, and, you know, these particular beings had a great effect on me. And helped me formulate my pathway and to live in harmony with nature, because that's what they were doing, and that's what they do, is they create a vibration that works with nature.
Yes, 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 indeed, indeed. You know, we're talking about sound frequencies and sound vibrations. There's so many places I want to go, but I want to talk about, I mean, just because I want the show to be, because you know, you come with a wealth of wisdom is more than information, you know, and I want to use our time together to inspire the listeners to hear and see and listen to sound differently through what you have to share. Let's talk about sound, and I'm going to just keep it very general and let you go wherever you want to go. Tell us about sound. Why is it important?
Well, the entire known universe is made of sound. It's all sound. There's these particles that make up everything. Each of these particles are exactly the same, and they aggregate and materialize based on the sound of the environment, based on the solar wind or the galactic wind that blows across the strings that are inside of these particles. So everything here is part of an orchestra. We are all musicians. We are all part of this huge, you know, a concert that's been going on. This is a song that is forever. This is a song that is forever and will forever be. So if you look at a tree, it looks the way it looks because of the sound that it is emitting or the sound that it is transmitting. Because we're all we're transmitters. We send sound and we receive sound. All colors, all smells, all materials are all sounding. They're all vibrating. They all have a vibratory rate, also known as frequency. Everything is exactly the same. It's just put together based on the frequency of it. So we are immersed in a huge orchestra, and it's no way to get around it. It's all about sound. It's all about sound. This thing is sound. This is why, you know, in court they ask you, you know, sometimes they'll say, are you of sound mind and body? Are you vibrating correctly? Are you on your vibration, or are you living somebody else's vibration? Because a lot of times we begin to vibrate in a way that creates a destructive type frequency, a discord. You know, what they call cognitive dissonance is a sound or a thought process that works against your best nature. So when we tune up to the frequencies of nature, also known as the circadian rhythms are the rhythms of the planet. But the cosmic resonance, when we're in tune with the cosmic resonance, when we're singing the song that we came here to sing, you see, when we are tuned up and harmonized and on a certain angle and with a certain rhythm, that's when we see success. That's when we wake up from the deep sleep. So if each of us understands that we are an instrument of the Most High,
yes.
If we understand that all food, everything you eat, all activities, the words that you use are all vibrating, and your thoughts are vibrations and sounds also. Thoughts travel at a very, very, very incredible speed. Your thought becomes material in some realm even before you can blink. That's how fast thought is traveling, you see. So we have to be careful of what we think and what we say and what we do, because we're sending out or emitting tones, sounds, and frequencies into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an orchestra. And the big question that I have for people is, what is the song you're going to sing? You see, you know, what is your part? What instrument do you play? Are you part of the destructive forces of nature, or are you part of the harmonizing forces of nature? You see, that's the main question. Each one of us has to tune up and be attuned to the frequencies that are emitted right now to us and from us. Be responsible.
Yes. You talk about it's all about singing the songs we're here to sing. And what would you say to someone who begin to realize that they're an instrument for the Most High? They're, you know, an instrument for God, for divine mind. But they also know they're out of tune. How can they start to bring themselves back in tune, back in alignment?
Well, one of the things that we can do is touch the earth. Take off your shoes and socks and put your feet on Mother Earth, on Gaia. You see, she will send a pulse wave through your legs into your tuning fork, which is your pelvis, you see. And that vibration sends a wave of energy through all of your energy centers, which are known as chakras, which are also the glandular system. And that energy wave will help to realign you with the pulse wave that's coming from Mother Earth. You see, Mother Earth vibrated in 1952 at about 8 hertz or 8 cycles per second. Actually, they call the Schumann resonance. Well, a man named Winfred Schumann, he began to measure the frequencies of the Earth in 1952, and he came up with 7.86 cycles per second, which is also 8 hertz. Now, hertz is just the name we give it, which means cycles per second. But that is the heartbeat of the planet. That is the rhythm of the planet. Now, I should say, let me reframe that. That was the rhythm of the planet in 1952.
Okay.
The frequency of the Earth now is somewhere between 12 and 14 cycles per second. It's changing. Mm. We're going through what's called the quickening. So everything is speeding up. You see, this is why days seem shorter. This is why what you think and say comes to be really, really quickly, because the resonance factor of the home that we call Mother Earth is speeding up, you see. So we are in a time when there is a change happening, a quickening. See, 2013 is basically year one in the galactic calendar.
Uh-huh.
Everything has shifted ever since December 21st, 2012. We've gone into a different dimension, a different space. We're in a different place. The principles have changed. The rules have changed, you see. So the orchestra changed from one song to another song. You see,
right.
The universe or our solar system is part of a bigger orchestra. And when the song of the universe changes, of course, if we're part of that orchestra, we have to change also. So
right.
Because the Earth is retuning itself, it is important for each individual to get in touch with the Earth, to retune yourself, to realign yourself with the nature of the universe. So just touching the Earth, putting your hands on the soil, grabbing a tree, because the trees are like the antennae. You see, the trees are like the receptors of the planet, which in the planet is basically a huge organism, a living cell, you see, that the trees are the antenna that pull the frequencies in from the cosmos, you see. So by touching the trees, by eating natural plants, you see, we begin to receive the cosmic message. And that cosmic message aligns us with the original frequency that we came here with. See, all of us have what's called a divinity code that's based on who you came here to originally be. There is a vibration within you that is divine. Mm-hmm. Everything, everyone has it. But based on how you live and your environment and your upbringing, you see, and the things that you believe in, the things that you get caught up in and your experiences, they will cover up the original code that you came here with, mm-hmm. the original pathway. Your original self sometimes gets confused, I should say, not confused, but clouded by this ego, you see. So the ego is creating a bunch of things that may not necessarily be real. The ego is creating things that are personal to you. But the frequencies of the universe are not personal to you. You are part of it. If you get in the flow, what's called the flow state, through meditation, through fasting, through eating certain foods, through listening to certain sounds, then you are instantaneously tuned back up to the cosmos. And at that point, you become a manifester.
Yes. Yes.
Am I making it clear?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you shouldn't have questioned my – I want to go back here because you talked about – I mean, everything you said, I'm vibrating literally. It's like, oh, my God. Now, you said the Earth in 1952 was – the frequency was 8 hertz, 7.86. But it led me to believe that individually, do we have our own frequency, and has that ever been measured of the, I guess, the quote-unquote normal frequency of a healthy – I'm doing my air quotes here, healthy human being?
Well, each person has their own resonance frequencies. Everybody's okay. A little bit different. But we are all part of that 8 hertz, you see? We are all, since we were born here, we're connected to that. And what we have is harmonies, you see? We have harmonies that we are. We're part of that song that is the earth. Mm-hmm. You see, so mm-hmm. it's hard to measure your frequency because your frequency changes daily. Okay, let's say, you know, you decide you're going to eat organic food today, and you eat organic greens and things like that. Your frequency is in alignment with those foods. You see, let's say you decide to make a choice and you want to eat some fast food or something that is not as healthy. Well, guess what? You are now vibrating with that frequency, but you still have the original frequencies of the earth in you. It's just that now you've added something else. You've added a singer to the band. Let's say you have a band and you have a singer.
I love that. And
if that singer is in attunement with the band and knows the song and knows the lyrics and, you know, all of that, then we got a great concert. But if you put a singer in your band that doesn't know the song, you know, this singer is off pitch. This singer doesn't know the lyrics. This singer doesn't have the love, or this singer is high, or they're just out there. You know what I'm saying? Then we have a concert which is less than desirable. So each thing that you do is part of adding on to the original frequencies that you are. So you're not changing the root when you do things that are additive. You're not changing the root. There is a root frequency that all of us have based on the Schumann resonance or based on the vibration of the planet. But what you're doing is you're adding to it. So you may not be as successful as you could be only because you are off of your path. You're like living another life. A lot of people are almost walking dead.
What do you mean by that?
They're having a daymare. You know, you have a nightmare. People are having a daymare. They're having a nightmare. They're having a daymare. And this is because they have bought into a system that agitates them, a system that creates frequencies that are less than the higher self.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a higher self and there's a lower self, and they're all part of everything. I mean, you need dark, you need light, you need it all.
Right.
But it depends on how you angle yourself. Are you following what I'm saying? You see,
I'm following. Go ahead.
Our parents attempted to give us the best they could. The things that they exposed us to sometimes were not the best for us because they didn't know. They didn't know that there were powers and entities on the planet that did not want all of us to be in the, the flow state of success.
Mm.
So a lot of the activities, like a lot of folks, you know, we got into, you know, Santa Claus when we were very young. So our parents sent out a frequency and they sang a song that, hey, it's good to lie. We're liars here. We lie. We got this impossibility situation that we all should get into. You know, we should have these stories and these fantasies that are not based on anything real. And, you know, people say they did that because so the children could have fun and enjoy life. Why are you telling me that children who grew up in the rainforest, who don't have some of these holidays, some of these ways of eating, some of these ways of thinking, are you telling me that those particular people are not having a harmonious, joyful life? You see, someone decided at some point that we were all going to wake up from a deep sleep at a certain point. And they knew right around the year 2013 we would all wake up. So people did certain things. A very small group of people did things to try to control us.
Mm.
Mind control, population control, you know, things to try to keep us from waking up from the deep sleep when the meek, inherit the earth, which is this particular time. So right now, we're at this place where we could actually obtain almost anything and manifest almost anything, but most people are asleep. They're walking dead. They have been numbed. They are caught up in too many material things. They're caught up in too many lies, you know, into gossiping about things we have no knowledge of, eating foods that eat us. You see, we have been seeded with parasites. You see, I'm talking about mental parasites, physical parasites, things that use us as a host, and they use our energy, just like in the Matrix. You see, there were these entities that were using the energy of people by keeping you distressed, by keeping people sad, by keeping people singing a song that is not a song that we should be singing at this particular time, a song that is that is out of tune. You see, it's ugly. You see, so what we have to do is first choose to awaken. Choose to wake up. You have to shake yourself. You have to vibrate yourself awake. You see, just by knowing this knowledge, you see, you're going to begin to wake up by touching the earth, eating certain foods, drinking water, putting water, holding the water in your right hand and sending words like harmony and love and peace into the water and making it crystallize, these types of things.
I want to ask you something. This just popped in my head. So much. I knew it. I'm always inspired anyway. But I remembered someone many years ago. I had my cell phone next to my bottled water, and he told me to move it. And, of course, I've seen different things about cell phones. And nowadays, you know, that's like everybody, almost everybody has a cell phone. Doesn't matter if it's a smartphone or a dumb phone. We all have a way for people to reach us. And people put it closer to the water. Does the cell phone have effects on the water? Especially those of the water around. Go ahead.
The cell phone has an effect on everything, not just the water. It's affecting everything because the frequencies that – it's not just the cell phone. It's most of the technology that's been used today are putting out frequencies that work against our success. And, you know, okay, we can get a call, we can get a text, we can get on the internet, and that's all really good. That sounds like great because, you know, wow, this is convenience. But convenience comes with a price. So actually, there is no – I want you to hear me clearly right now. There is no true nighttime on the earth right now. See,
there isn't a time for us to really rest. Is that what you mean?
Exactly, because there is too much light from technology. See, if you could see the microwaves and the waves that the technology is putting in our environment, if you could see it, everything is lit up all the time. These frequencies actually keep us in a state of disharmony. They're all over the planet. It's changing the way everything works, but guess what? The trees are able to take these frequencies and convert them back to natural frequencies. So places that have lots of trees, they begin to ground out the frequencies. See, you want to ground it out. Like if you were to talk on your cell phone and touch a tree or have your feet off, I mean your shoes off on the ground, the cell phone.
Don't have your feet off.
Have your feet off. Keep your feet off.
Please don't do it. Not right now.
You
can't handle that. I don't like the sight of red like that. I love trees. I love trees. So you're speaking my language. Go ahead.
But that's one of the reasons why I'm in Atlanta right now is because this is the city of trees. This is a virtual rainforest. You know, it's incredible because the trees are constantly zeroing out those low-frequency magnetic waves that are so harmful. You see, the trees, you need more plants, more trees. The plants convert that energy that is disagreeable into agreeable energy. You see, the plants are all singing a very special song that is tuning us up and atoning us back to nature. The trees, they do this automatically.
Yes.
But one of the things that we have to be very careful of is the music that we listen to.
Right.
I'm not talking
before
about
you go into
title.
That. Before you talk about music, because I know we're going to go deep into that. I shared an article with you last night, and I want us to talk about that. But you talked about you moved to Atlanta. You recently, early this year? You moved from L.A. to Atlanta, right? What, 6 months?
About a year ago. Just about a year ago.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh.
Yes.
Okay. So you said, you know, I want to ask you, when you talk about frequency, you moved there. What did you notice in who you are in your body And I guess you were, I mean, LA have trees, but it's not to my knowledge anyway, not like Atlanta. What did you notice in your own frequency and how you moved? And what can people do who live in a place where there's not a lot of trees, people who live in downtown? It's downtown Atlanta.
Well, I noticed a huge shift in my personal energy. You know, in the work, in doing the work of healing, you know, it can create a lot of stress within you. And you have to constantly, you know, work on letting go of that energy that we're helping other people release, you see. So Los Angeles has a very special energy, and it has a time and a space, you know, that that has to be there. It's, you know, you need it all. You know, there's no such real thing of good and bad. You need it all. You need everything. You need the full spectrum of experiences to make a whole, okay? So Los Angeles, I was there to do a certain amount of work. It's there to do a certain amount of work. And it got to a point where I knew that I had to make a shift, a huge shift. I didn't know where and how, you know. But coming to Atlanta, I was able to breathe again. It began to heal me on a very, very deep, heavy, a very, notice I said a deep, heavy level. Because it shifted me, you know, this weather here, you know, and it being 1,000 feet above sea level and having a river that runs across the top of the mountain range. And there are two very powerful energy grids that come together right in the center of Atlanta. So that energy was conducive to my shift, you see. Now, if you're in a place that doesn't have as many trees, what you have to do is find your feet on the ground. Go to the beach. Put your feet on the sand. You see? Also meditation, because in meditation you can create almost any place that you like in meditation. It's very important, you see? And that's something we can all do, is find a safe space, even if it's only 1 minute, just to be quiet, because silence is golden. You gotta stop hearing all this stuff and feeling all these things for a minute. And you can easily do that by controlling your breath. Just by taking control of your breathing tells your subconscious to shut down all those files that have been playing forever and just focus on retaining, or I should say absorbing new energy from the cosmos. Meditation does that very well.
I want to talk about the music part because that's very important. And you were getting ready to talk about that. The music that we listen to that changes our frequency. You just go wherever you want to go with that. I'm just going to let you do your thing.
Well, earlier I mentioned the cosmic resonance and the circadian rhythms. The circadian rhythms has to do with the day and night cycle on the planet. You know, when the sun is in the sky versus the moon and what stars are, you know, shining their energy down on us. And that circular energy, that's why it's circadian, because it has to do with a circle. It affects us at a very, very deep level. Now, musically, if you are playing instruments that are tuned naturally to the frequencies of nature, they create harmony, more love, more sharing, you see, more life. And we used to tune our instruments this way. In fact, still on the continent of Africa and places in India and Asia, they still do this. They still tune based on the day. You don't tune based on a meter or an electronic device or some timing that was given to you, you know, by people who would like to control folks. But something interesting happened. In the 1940s, people began to study sound and vibration and frequency, not for peace and love, but for population control. Because there are certain frequencies that actually fracture things. They break things down. They create disharmony and discord. And they say that this man, Minister Joseph, I don't even know how to say his name correctly, Goldbelts, I believe he worked with, he was one of the propaganda ministers with Hitler. And he began to experiment using this frequency to tune up called A440. That's concert pitch A440 or 440 Hz or Hertz. And they realized that using that frequency changed people's nature. It made people do things they normally would not do, think things and feel things they normally would not do.
Right.
So in 1952, okay, this is real important, 1952, if you look at 1952, and you realize that the numbers 1953 adds up to an 18. 1 plus 8 is a 9. So this was a cycle of completion, because 9 has to do with completion and being born into another cycle. Because the powers that be understand the numbers. They understand math. When you understand math and mathematical sequences, you can actually create all kinds of things. So they do things based on these numbers and these certain dates and these frequencies that actually cause them, you know, great, you know, influence. They can cause great influence over people by doing things on certain dates. So in 1953.
And what you're talking about, the influence that you're talking about, we see when we go to the grocery stores by the music they play. When you're in the elevator, you know, when you go to a cafe, different music change our moods, and it depends what they're trying to sell us and whatever they want, the state of mind they want to put you in. And, you know, people choose music based on that. We all do it. I know with my show, I choose a certain music to convey a certain. So it's like, even if we're not that technical, we're applying that rule right now, right?
Exactly. It's being used. Music is liquid. It's fluid. It can flow through the fluidic space that everything is made of. You know, sound, is it can travel anywhere. It affects every part of your body, every cell, the way your heart beats, the way your liver, your kidneys, your spleen. Everything works based on sound and frequency and the tone. You see, this is why certain medicines have a certain effect, because they have a certain frequency, a certain sound. Certain herbs, certain foods work because they have a certain sound, a certain frequency. So music is medicine. Are you following me? Medicine,
yes.
Measurement. Now, there's good medicines that work for you, and there's medicines that don't work as well for you. Someone decided to medicate the people of the world by changing the natural frequencies of music to A, concert pitch 440. The International Standards Organization, but check that out. The International Standards Organization, I mean, I don't know where they came from and who they are. They decide what is standard. You see, it's like, you know, like Freud decided, you know, he chose, well, he didn't choose it, but the people studying Freud decided to come up with what was normal in people, what was normal activity. So, you know, if you run outside naked, you know what I'm saying, you're climbing a tree to get a coconut, this is wrong. This is bad, you know, because I guess the International Standards Organization say, no, you shouldn't be
out. No, that's unacceptable. Don't climb the tree naked when you try to get a coconut.
Don't do that.
I'm going to leave that alone. I won't touch that. Oh, good.
So these people have influence on everybody. So the ISO in 1953 decided to standardize the pitch that we tune up to, the piano, the guitar, the horns, that we all began to tune up to what is now known as 440 hertz. It causes disease, psychoagitation, aggression, anger. It causes bipolar. It causes cancer, diabetes, liver disease. It causes people to lose their original minds. It causes people to be walking dead. It causes people to have daymares, nightmares. It causes people to forget who they originally are. So this is population control at its best. This is mind control at its best. This is taking people's spirits and causing their spirits to work against them by allowing some other spirits to enter them just by changing the tuning of the the music. Now, I need you to understand this. I don't know if I get really, you know, I get really excited. So sometimes you got to slow me down. If you need to take me back, take me back. Because this subject is so deep. It's so much. It's almost hard to describe it in English. But when right. I first started playing drums, my thing was conga drums. You know, with conga drums, you're always tuning them. You see, you tune them. And the frequencies that sounded best with the drum made the drum have a certain sound. I was just tuning it until it had this resonating tone that filled my body with life and love. But then when I would go to the piano, the frequency or the tone or the sound of the drum that I had found that was natural, that made it resonate, that made me feel good, wasn't on the piano. So why isn't it on the piano? You know, here I am, I'm on my piano trying to find it. It's not there. But my drum sounds great because my drum, it has an animal skin on it. It's made of wood, and I'm tuning it to the frequencies of nature, and it feels good. But then when I would go play with commercial bands, they would say, man, your drums are out of tune. You got to tune up with us, man. Let's tune up. We all got to tune up. Everybody tune up. Tune up to what? Tune up to A440. I don't like A440. Something about it. It just doesn't move me. It makes me feel weird. This is because those frequencies make you feel weird. Well, that frequency makes you feel weird. And it changed music totally. The frequency of A432 hertz, is within the natural circadian rhythms and the cosmic resonance and the song that all the planets sing. 432. So that means you'd have to take your A440 and you'd have to detune it down 13 cents. Those who are musicians out there know what I'm talking about. But you'd have to turn it down. You'd have to make it what's it called, flat. See, a lot of singers, they sing flat. That's why they came up with these machines to make everybody sing at 440. You know, that's really deep, you know. But they got a machine now. When you go in the studio, if you're singing flat, you know, you may be singing the natural frequencies of nature, but they got a machine, a computer that they put it through, you see, to tune you up to A440 to make sure that you're creating a disharmony vibration. So the A432 creates harmony. It creates more love. It creates a space, an environment within you where all of the organs begin to communicate correctly. Your heart begins to beat correctly. Your blood pressure normalizes. The two sides of your brain begin to vibrate together. Your conscious and your subconscious mind create what's called a whole brain state. You wake up from the deep sleep. You see? So we have begun to make music based on this 432 tuning. We've also begun to make products, you know, herbal products and elixirs that we can actually infuse those frequencies into the substance, into the elixir, into the tonic. It changes everything. Because people always ask me, they say, well, Dr. B, man, your herbs, your herbal products work better than any I've ever used. This is because I'm tuning them to a musical standard that is the standard for the universe. Almost all of the music that we hear in the Western world is tuned to 440.
Right. The article that I sent to you yesterday, he was talking about in 1940, United States introduced 440 hertz worldwide. So it's like everywhere you go. And we want to take a break because I have questions. You say something, I have a question. Then you say something, there's another question. And then, you know, by the time I get to question five, I forgot the first question. So we're going to give us some time to kind of digest it, let it all sit. Because I want to ask you, you know, musicians who are listening, well, several things. One, I want to know if there are musicians who are actually sticking to this rule of saying, you know what, I see differently now. I have a better understanding. Are there any musicians that are recording at 432? You know, and if we have songs, which we do, that are recorded at 440, how can we change it, or do we just have to find somebody else? And the other thing I want to talk to you about is while researching for the show, I heard about another frequency, 528. And apparently, there's a debate between 432 and 528. They're saying 528 is really the miracle love note. But I'm sure you got all the information for us. We're going to take a break and come back. And I try not to think of anything else because I know I throw a lot at you, and I know you can handle it. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Thank you all for tuning in. Those of you online, those of you listening through in the chat room, thank you all for tuning in. Those of you listening on the phone, those of you listening on the archive, our within radio listeners, thank you. Thank you all. I hope you're getting tuned. Remember, it is true. You are an instrument for the universal sound. And if you're out of tune, go hang out with Mother Earth. You don't even have to do anything. Just take your shoes off and walk. Go hug a tree. That's right. But if you're still afraid what your neighbors are going to say, just go there and lean on the tree like, you know, I'm just looking at what's going on in the street. There's many ways to be with a tree. We're taking your questions, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And I want you to know and remember that with every question, where there is a question, the answer is right there. So with every problem, there is an answer. And when you wake up, you wake up. And the more you're aware of, the more you're aware of. So waking up doesn't mean, okay, I'm awake now. That's it. No, you wake up and there's more to do. It's all about the transformation of yourself and humanity. And if you're listening to this show, it's because your soul brought you here. It is time to make a difference.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
That is our intention. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Hey, folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now, that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. Will give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet-to-be. For a 45-minute complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Yes, indeed. We have a platform where we're committed. We have a platform to support you in your transformation journey. It's about expansion. It's about inspiration. And we are here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. So you never go a day without Life Coach Ade. Don't leave home without your vitamin A. Okay, you can stop now. Hey, okay, stop it. Yes, my guest today is Dr. B. Serious. His website address is elevationtime.com. He's a herbalist, a scientific artist is what I call him, a wellness educator. He's so much more, and as he put it, I am nature. He is one with the one, bringing harmony on the planet. Truly a medicine man. We're going to do a celestial moment and continue the conversation about sound frequency, sound vibration, and what we can do individually to support us to be in tune so we can play our own instrument in a way that's soothing and pleasing to our own souls, because the world wants to dance to your music. It's time for you to sing, and it's time for Celestial Moment. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I'm feeling aligned, and I love how you guys kind of previewed my Celestial Moment about earthiness.
No, we did.
Yes, you did. But one thing I want to add is one of my favorite musicians and people who inspire me is Jimi Hendrix. And Jimi Hendrix was on the Dick Cavett Show in 1969. And he made these comments that have moved me most of my life. So when I hear people talk about the waking dead and wanting people to wake up out of their slumber, I know that that information hit me. Well, I was born in 70, but it hit me some way, somehow. I had access to this information, and I want to share it because it was just so in alignment with Dr. B. Serious and you, Life Coach Today. And come on, I get to talk about him, Jimmy. So anyway, Jimi Hendrix was asked a question by Dick Cavett, do you think music has meaning? And Jimi Hendrix says, oh, yeah, definitely. It's getting to be more spiritual so than anything. Pretty soon, I believe that we're going to have to rely on music to get some kind of peace of mind or satisfaction, direction, actually, more so than politics, because politics is really an ego scene. That's the way I look at it anyway. It's all a big, fat ego scene. It's, what did he call it? He called it a, I love this guy. He goes, well, yeah, and Dick Cavett goes, an ego scene? And Jimi Hendrix says, well, yeah, it's the art of words, which means nothing. So therefore, you have to rely on a more of an earthier substance like music or the arts, theater, acting, painting, whatever. And that has been my quiet scripture to pay attention to that. So when you guys are talking about walking on the ground and, you know, touching trees, I mean, it really resonates. So I want to thank you for this conversation. It could be way so technical, and it is, but you're still bringing in Mother Earth. What a beautiful dance you guys are doing.
The medicine man is here, and there's more. Yes, yes, thank you for bringing that information. We know innately the power of music. So, yeah, and this is a way for us to wake up one step further. It's like, don't just put anything in your ears. Listen to what you're listening to.
Absolutely.
You ready for the celestial moment?
I am so ready, and you'll see your team. We're all in alignment.
Okay.
Good afternoon,
let's do
family.
It.
Well, we're going to do it right now. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing another gift. And trust, you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day is 11, and we have a new moon in Leo. Mystic Mama says that this new moon is here, offering us another opportunity to pause, tune in, and focus our intentions with our heart's deepest desires. As Leo rules the heart and inspires us to trust our visions and have confidence in ourselves, we move forward and take the steps to bring them into creation. So if you happen to be having a birthday today, then your cup is truly running over. 11, the master number, is your lesson number all year. It's the most intuitive of all numbers, representing illumination and a channel to the subconscious. 11 is also the moose in medicine cards, which offers the gift of a healthy, vibrant self-esteem. The 11th letter of the alphabet is K, and words like king, knowledge, and knight connect us to the magical power of 11. Now today we're going to put the spotlight on how 11 shows up as the strength card in Mother Peace Tarot. Remember, I often say that strength can be 11 or 8, depending on your tarot deck. The strength card is astrologically connected to the fiery Leo. This lion is full of power and majesty. In Mother Peace Tarot, the focal point is on a certain goddess, also known as the Bride. Brigitte is known as the Keeper of the Flame. She is known for her associations with healing, poetry, and smithcraft. Nicknamed the Bright Goddess, she is our example of the gentle use of strength as she is seated on a hill in a forest surrounded by stereotypically scary animals that she has made her companions. They represent her shadows and lessons on her walk through fear. Now, she holds out a small flame to a wolf. It is her ego. She surrenders so that the storyteller wolf, teacher, may sniff her essence and bring her back stories for her soul's growth. As she is nude, we understand that she is working with an open heart and a balanced solar plexus chakra. It's the MSG center with fire, and she is far more powerful when she is vulnerable and trusting the process of life. All is well, and that's the story of 11, told through the strength card in Mother Peace Tarot. I'll see you on Wednesday, around 1, for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you weaving it all together as you always do. Yes, we got another wolf in the house. Dr. B Series. He's a master teacher. Thank you, Celeste.
Wonderful. My pleasure.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. My guest today is Dr. B Serious. We're going to continue the conversation. The title theme for today is the healing power, sound frequency, and sound vibration, and the kind of frequency that takes you out of tune and knocks you out of tune or gets you in tune. Dr. B Serious is here to enlighten you, wake you up, and support you in vibrating at your best. Because you are here to sing a song, and the world is waiting for you. But more importantly, you are waiting for your own music. It's time to sing. And Dr. B Serious, do you want to say anything about what Jimi Hendrix said about going back to music? I don't, did you hear that part?
Yes, I did. And, Hendrix was creating what's called the Electric Church. And Jimi Hendrix knew all about these frequencies. A lot of times he would do these alternate tunings. You see, a lot of people actually use these alternate tunings as their main tuning. This is the way you reach people on a better level. Because when you tune to 432 or C528, they create a sympathetic vibration. In other words, if I play my guitar and I play an A432, and there's a guitar on the other side of the room, it's going to vibrate to that same frequency. In fact, all frequencies, if I play any note on a guitar, well, even if it was tuned to 440, if I play that in an instrument that is made of the same type material, is going to vibrate also. So this is very important. If you yourself are vibrating on a certain frequency, people who are like-minded all over the world begin to vibrate at the same time. You see, this has to do with what we call a cosmic resonance. Everything is connected. So when we begin to have love in our hearts and we begin to actually truly love again in oneness, there are people all over the world that begin to vibrate on that same frequency, you see. 432 is known as the only scientific tuning because it's the only one that has a relationship to the physical laws of the universe, 432 and 528. Now, earlier you said there's an issue between 432 or 528. They're all part of these rhythms. This is what they call the solfeggio, the sacred scales. You see, they're all part of it. There's a whole bunch of them. It's just not 432. It's just the easiest one for us to get to really quickly. You see, we can tune most instruments besides most modern keyboards won't go there, but like guitars and horns and drums can go there easily. But my point is that we're all tunable as people. We're like instruments. You have to create, first of all, a mission statement in your life. So it could be, you know, your mission could be forgiveness. I forgive myself, my family, and others for imperfections. I am here as a lover. That could be your mission. Now, everything that you do needs to be tuned to that frequency. In other words, a corporation comes up with a mission, right, and they have a logo. They don't deviate from that particular mission. And if you work for them and you decide that you don't like their mission and you try to do things other than what they have set up, their pathway, you know, then you got to leave. We need to remember this in our lives. What is your mission? And why would you accept things into your life that are not on your pathway or that are going to create a disturbance? You see,
right,
that are going to create blockages towards you being successful at your mission. Our mission on the earth very easily at this time could be love. 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 So what does the mainstream do? They try to throw things at you in the news, in the mainstream, and in the Facebook chat rooms and all these different places to create something other than love. So you have to be focused each day. You have to have a meditation that's going to keep you tuned up. You see, even in music, you know, you talked about, you know, how could we take our music and tune it to these frequencies? If you have a turntable, it's easy. If you got one of those adjustable DJ turntables, just slow it down a little bit. But there are musical programs, there are computer programs that you could take your CDs and put them in and actually tune them down just a bit, you see, and they drop into these natural frequency ranges. You know, it becomes real technical. In fact, people now are having me take their projects and tune the entire project to these frequencies, which I can't do, you know, because I do mixing and mastering for special situations because I am a recording engineer and a sound technician. So we can now
create your own CDs, right?
Oh, yes. I have one project we have out. It's called The Urban Shaman, Keys to the Inner Sanctum. In fact, that's for sale now at, iTunes has it, CD Baby has it. You can get to it from our website, elevationtime.com. Okay. That was something we came up with in the year 2000 to begin to tune people up. And I've just completed a new project called Medicine Drum 1. I created an instrument called the Medicine Drum that is tuned. I have one that's tuned to 528 and another one that is tuned to 432. And these instruments instantly tune you and your environment up. You don't even have to think. You go into a state of meditation instantly. And I'm going to play just a little bit of the drum that
before you do that, I want to take a call. We've got a question here. And I want you to play, and then I want to really ask you, I want to get a little bit technical, the difference between 528 and 432. too. And to most people, they're probably not interested in figures, but how does it manifest in us? But let's take this call from, this is Lo from Tennessee. She has a question about her moods. How are you doing, Lo?
Yes.
Hello, Lo.
I'm fine. Hello.
Okay, good. Go ahead. What's your question?
I have a cousin who is hearing impaired, and I was wondering how can vibrations affect her if she's not able to hear?
Okay. First of all, you don't hear with your ears. You hear with your body. The hair on your skin, your skin itself, the bones and everything receives sound. So when we say hearing impaired, it's a funny type thing, only because we don't understand that when a person has less of one sense, they gain more of another sense. So that person can hear things that we cannot hear. They can sense and feel things that we cannot feel. So even if you play music tuned to these frequencies, they hear it through their bones, through their body. The body is like a gigantic ear listening to the cosmos. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you had the medicine of the if you had the music of the medicine drum, or if you had the medicine drum and you played it, that person would respond instantaneously. It's not about your ears. Your ears can only pick up a very small section of the natural frequencies of the universe. You see?
Mm-hmm.
They may not hear words, because words, basically, we don't even know what most of these words mean. The language that we use is not even, you know, it's not even the best way to communicate. But sound and frequency, feeling the earth, feeling the vibration through moving through your bones, that's how we truly hear and listen to the God self.
And how old is your niece, Lo? Lo, are you there?
She's 26.
Okay, because I'm not so close to the deaf community like I used to be, but I know deaf people who go to clubs. I know deaf people can dance, and it sounds crazy to those of us who are hearing, but as Dr. B was sharing, they listen to the vibration. They're hearing the vibration. I've seen some of them dance. So, yes, the frequency will still go through, because, as Dr. B was saying, you might want to do some research. The body is an instrument, and so it's not just about what you hear through your ear, your physical ear, but the body listening. If you need some more information, you can send me an email, because I know somebody who works for the deaf community, and they may be able to give you some information. And, of course, Dr. B's website address is elevationtime.com, so you can send him an email to get more information as well. Okay? Did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Did it answer your question? You're very welcome. Thank you for the question. Yes.
You know, I'd like to add to that, and I stand to be corrected. I think it was Beethoven who was completely deaf.
Yeah, I think it is. Celeste would tell me. I know I don't remember. Celeste, is Beethoven? Beethoven? I think it is. But yeah, so let's we'll stand and sit corrected. But what? Yeah, she said yes. So Celeste said it is. That's what it is. It is. That's right. Now that takes the conversation to a whole new place. But go ahead. Go ahead. You were going to play something earlier. What do you want to say?
Let me say this much. The average person today, 85% of the people are blind, deaf, and dumb. The average person, they have been blindsided. They have gotten caught up in a wave of what they call society. In order to really be, you're going to have to get out of society. You're going to be a lot of times alone, because most people don't understand, overstand, interstand. They can't get to you when you're in your natural self, because you don't follow the herd. People are being herded like cattle, like chattel. You see, I'm saying that if that's working for you, okay. I'm not trying to tell people what to do. I'm saying that me as a musician, I was in the music business. I mean, I helped to bring hip-hop to Southern California. I knew how to put frequencies in music that would make people buy records instantly. You got to have it, you know. And I began to see that the people who were hiring me, the people who were running the industry, were making me put certain sounds and frequencies in records. I was being told, put this in right here. Put it, mix this into the song. Make it 40 decibels down so that they can't hear it with their ears, but they'll hear it with their minds. I mean, I was involved in it really deeply before I had to get out and say, no, I can't do this. This is, you know, I do this because I love people and I love music, and we all are basically being affected, but how much you're affected based on your habit is based on what you do, okay? Now, I also recommend cleansing and detoxification of the physical body so that you can hear again and feel again. So this is why I have a 28-day total body paracleanse program, which works based on the circadian rhythms. There's sound frequencies, herbs, crystals, flower essences, in, you know, essential oils. All of these things are in this 28-day program. When people do this 28-day cleansing, detoxification, and rejuvenation program, their lives change. They wake up. Because the parasites, the physical parasites, which cause almost every physical disease, and then the mental parasites, which cause mental diseases, are using us as a host. The people that changed the tuning to these unnatural tunings were and are parasites. But they're easily evicted from your mind, from your life, by following these natural rhythms of cleansing, detoxification, tuning up, learning how to make true love again, finding out what ingredients to make love from, and realize that every time you join with another person, you are procreating. You are making an energetic child, whether you become pregnant or not. You see, eating with people, this is all musical. We want to be in a place where the music is flowing, it's warm, it's loving, and it's creating more of what we desire in life.
So true. Oh, man, you need a workshop, because I'm like, I have a question. I'm like, I don't worry about that question. Right? So you were going to play something earlier. What is it you were going to play?
I'm going to play a drum. I have an instrument I created called the medicine drum, which I mentioned earlier, which I create for people, make them personal for people, and we also make music with them. But this particular drum is tuned to 528. 528 hertz is the one that repairs DNA in the laboratory. And it also, this one is tuned to repair the heart. See, because a lot of people have heart diseases and heart issues based on what they've been through in life. So just listen for a second.
Sure.
The medicine drum.
What is it made of?
It's made of the seven metals, the same seven metals that the singing bowls or the tuning bowls from Tibet are based on. So it's based on that seven metals made into a composite steel, and then the outside has a clay coating. So it has earth. You know, it has the earth entities. It has the metal. And the seven metals, which tune to the seven parts of ourselves, the seven chakras, you know, the seven realms. It's a very powerful instrument, but it's based around those singing bowls of Tibet, you know. And it can be played like a drum. You play it with sticks. You can play it with your hands. You don't need to be a musician. There's no wrong note, you know. And I even, you know, and I do a lot of consultation with people, you know, because I do subconscious alignment, which helps to tune you up with your original self and get your conscious mind and your subconscious mind to be in alignment, which is known as a whole brain state, so that it releases stress. It helps put you back on your mission. It helps you release what we call hungry ghost. Now, what is a hungry ghost? These are ideas of the past that are eating up the present space. So you can't live totally in the moment because the past is haunting you. So we're able to take those files and rewrite them and put them back in your subconscious through what's called subconscious alignment. This is something that I do. So a lot of people come to me for that, and we use the drum to get them in an instantaneous state of meditation so that they can release everything that is not now and breathe and be in the slipstream or the flow state, the flow state of the present moment. So we use the drums for that. People are using the drums now in college for if you're going to teach math. I mean, you play the drum just before you give this technical information or any scientific sequences. If you play the drum first, it shifts the information from your analytical yes. mind over to your intuitive mind. So now you can learn great pieces of technical information in a very easy way by using songs.
That's so true. That is so true. I do when I was doing workshops or if I'm going somewhere, like a few years when I get very nervous, I would take my drums with me. When I spend there, I start have all my mind just running crazy. And I'll take my drum with me, and then I just say, okay, this is what I need to go play drum. By the time I finish playing the drum, I'm grounded. People are feeling good. Energy in the room is shifted. I mean, it's just I can testify to that. Now, you talk about 528 heals the DNA. Does 440 cause, what's the word? What's the opposite of healing something? Repair it. Okay, so what will take the DNA out of alignment? And, well, we'll talk about 432 in a minute. So 440, does that 440, cause disease? Mm-hmm.
440 causes your cells to become agitated. It makes things not organized in your body. You become inorganic. Organic means organized with life. 432 makes them more organized on a physical level. 432 is taking your physical self and grounding you. It's putting you into a state of where you can breathe again, where you begin to manifest what you're thinking of. So you can play the drum and think about what you'd like to manifest, and it'll actually come to be. Now, 528 does that too, but 528, this particular one, is tuned to an F based on 528. The F is the frequency of the heart. It makes your heart beat correctly. It begins to repair the DNA of the heart on a physical and an emotional and a psychic level. You see? Mm. So each frequency is doing something different, but they all are attempting to put you back on your natural life path so that you can live the life that you came here to live.
So you said something earlier about tuning your instruments. Musicians who tune their instruments to 432 hertz, they're encouraged or advised or told to tune it to 440. Are there musicians that we know of now who are more tuning their frequency, their instrument to 432? Or basically we can get the song and then have a way. And I found a website yesterday where they say whatever songs, if you've got MP3, you can transpose it on their site. But I wanted to know if they're actually musicians right now, other than yourself, that are actually committed to producing healing sounds that are tuned to 432 hertz.
You know, I personally don't know a lot of them because when I start talking to musicians, this plays with their head in such a deep way. A lot of times they can't get it right away. And then they don't have to get you have to get a special tuning meter to tune your instrument to it. And they're not readily available. I mean, you can find them on the internet. But most of the electronic tuners that people use won't go there. Now, I use what's called a Peterson strobe tuner, which is the one of the best, it's the standard in the industry. It can tune to any frequency. But I don't know of a lot of commercial artists who are doing this. Now, if you go to India, that's like one of the standards. They have all these different frequencies in Africa, in Southeast Asia. There's people all over the world that are doing it. This is not something new. Some people never went with the commercial standard. See, the commercial standard has to do with commerce. That's why do re mi fa so la ti do. You know this is Latin, right? If you read Latin, you find out that do means money. Well, do was not the first note of the scale originally. Why is it money at the beginning, money at the end? Because it's about commerce. See, even our language, English, has to do with commerce and war and banking. But if you take away the do, you go back and you go to the solfeggio, the original first note was ura, Ura, which is gold, or aura, was feminine, and everything came from the feminine. It created darkness. The dark matter of the universe is where everything came from. Now, they got us afraid of the dark. But you can't plant a seed without having darkness. The sperm can't, you know, connect to the egg. Mm-hmm. It's got to be darkness. So we have to endarken ourselves, and that's one of the things I teach. You know, so, you know, I don't know a lot of musicians. I know I'm creating music based on that. And, you know, you can go to the website, check out some of the stuff we're doing. There are a few things that are not on the website. And I'm going to be doing a retreat right here in Atlanta. And it's on the 28th of September. I'm going to be dealing with this extensively at a retreat center in, you know, the northern part of Atlanta. It's going to be all day long. You know, we'll be able to sit down and talk about this on a very intimate level. I'll bring the instruments. I'm going to do some attunements, some alignments. We're going to get into this. Even it comes down to even sacred sexuality. You know, it's all part of the same thing, the cosmic dance. So go to the website, elevationtime.com, and you will see the retreat there. Just go to events. Please come to that because these opportunities, these windows that are open now, you know, they don't stay open forever. They're like doorways that open and close. There's a very special doorway open right now for all of us to step through.
I want to ask you before you go, you know, you've talked about walking on Mother Earth, hugging a tree, stand next to a tree. What are other things we can do with the, you know, because I have some songs I play when I feel like I am straight out of tune. I have some songs that would just bring me back to where I need to. What kind of other things would you recommend for people? And I guess particularly with the songs that they're listening to. Are there songs, even though they may have been recorded at 440, that you would recommend more than others?
I don't care what you do in 440. It's not doing exactly what you think it's doing. I listen to a lot of people who do what's called spiritual music and meditation music, and they even have these singing bowls made of crystals that are tuned to 440. And I'm like, you have no idea what you're doing. You're not creating the healing that you could. I'm not saying the music isn't having some good effect. It's not having the highest potential that it could possibly have by retuning these things, you see. So, like I say, I'd always go to the music of India, ancient India, the music coming from Tibet, some of these ancient sounds where they use a lot of strings and bowls and drums and things like that. Some of the electronic music, most of the electronic music that we hear is not tuned to those frequencies because the keyboard, the electronic keyboard, was purposely designed not to do it. Now, I have a program that I use that is by a company called Spectrasonics that actually has a synthesizer, a plug-in, which is called Omnisphere, which I helped to create this tuning for them, and it does go there, and it makes a lot of deep spiritual sound in an electronic way. But like I say, I don't know of a lot of commercial music that's doing this. I don't even know a lot of spiritual music unless you get to the ancient music, the old music. Like I said, traditional Africa, traditional India, even China, Asia, some of the Japanese music. Some of that music is right on.
What about the African drums? You know, because there's so many of that on YouTube now. With the African drums, are they tuned? The musicians, are they tuned into 440 as well or not?
Well, a lot of times they're tuning to the natural resonance frequency that drum resonates to, which is never 440. All you got to do is tune the drum till it's tuned correctly to itself. It's going to be tuned to one of the frequencies. See, there's millions of these frequencies. There's not just one. We're just mentioning two, you know, 440, 432, and 430, and 528. There's no end to these frequencies. They're all over the place. So you have to find out the resonant pitch, the harmonic tuning of that instrument where it resonates really strongly. You know, and you could hear it because it's louder, it's smoother, it's stronger. So a lot of the drums are tuned that way. And we're going to do a whole other show because there's another thing that has to do with the rhythm, us listening to rhythm based on 4-4. That's another piece of the control of people, the 4-4 rhythm. Versus 6-8 and a whole lot of other, you know, tempos and things that we use that really can take you to a whole other state of consciousness. But almost all the commercial music is 4-4. So you got 440, you got 4-4, you're boxed in.
Dr. B. Serious, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for the work you do, and just reminding us that we are truly God's instrument in spending time in nature. And as you said at the beginning of the show, even be paying attention to our thoughts. Thank you for all the work you do. I truly appreciate you and look forward to having you back.
Thank you very much. And everybody out there, go to elevationtime.com and travel light and be whole. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Peace and blessings. Elevationtime.com is his website. You have been tuned. Well, some of you may have been tuned. If you're inspired, then the tune is already happening. And so if you live somewhere where there isn't trees, you can walk on the ground. You can walk on your lawn if you have any. Or just take time to meditate. You know, we talked about thoughts earlier. It's also, you know, sometimes you can do all this stuff. You can take the right herbs. You can walk barefoot whole day. What they call it, earthing, or there's a phrase now if you're walking barefooted. But if your thoughts are out of alignment, you're still out of alignment. So start today. Sending out the right vibration, because you are the tuning fork. And the world is listening and waiting for your music. There's a song you came here to sing. And Dr. B said earlier, you know, if you're working somewhere where a company's mission statement doesn't align with yours, you will be out of tune. And that doesn't mean, you know, some people need the 9 to 5. And because sometimes we think, you know, living a life of passion and being on purpose means being self-employed. Not all the time. Actually, we need people. I mean, can you imagine people who are grounded, who are listening to music that were tuned to 432, working at a government office? When you go for your welfare check, when you go to the post office, when you get on the bus, and these people are all calm and they're serene and they look at you, they smile. You walk into the bus and the bus driver says, "Namaste." Imagine that. You know, when you get to the post office, next in line, say, "Good morning, how are you doing today? Are you living a passionate life? Because I am." You know, we're all in this together. We are one. We're part of a one consciousness. And, you know, don't forget the power of one. And all that is required is that you get your stuff together. Get your shift together, and the world will shift with you. Either they shift away from you or shift in alignment, because it's all about vibration. I am so full. I am so full. There's so much. I feel like I need to just sit still and let all what I receive through Dr. B to just settle into my cells. There's so much going on. But when you wake up, you become aware. And the more aware you are, the more aware you are. You become aware to the truth. You become aware that God good is all there is. Everything is energy. Energy can never be destroyed or created. It can be transformed. And you are a part of that energy. So what are you feeding your body? Are you out of tune? Are you in tune? Are you focusing on people who are out of tune? And the more you focus on people who are out of tune, guess what? That's right. You become out of tune. So rather than complain fast about those who are out of tune, you get in tune and watch everybody else change around you. Females will tell you, if a group of them is living in a room, in a house, in an apartment, let one get on a moon cycle. Oh, going to start some stuff. It's all about rhythm. Life is a rhythm. Life has a rhythm. Mother Nature has a rhythm. And I'm going to find a nice rhythm to release this show. I thank you all for tuning in. Tomorrow, I'll be back. I'm flying solo. Actually, I may have someone join me. I don't know. It just depends. Join me around 1. Now, well, so let's go and do celestial moment around 1. And this is somebody that I... ooh, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. What's that? Wycliffe song. I'm in trouble. I'm hearing that song. Somebody call 911 to listen, huh? You have somebody joining you? Well, you know, you've been going through your transition, so we haven't really got into it. I can say it's not a secret. It's Carly Jackson. She may be joining me around. She may be joining me around 1 o'clock. I was talking to her yesterday, and the theme for the month is living your soul's intention. And she is doing something, and she, when she told me what she was doing, it was like, wow, girl, you are truly living your soul's intention. And that's what it is. When you live your soul intention, you become part of the harmony of the universe. Some of us are out of alignment because we're doing what we think we should do. And even if you're doing what you think you should do and you listen to this, now you're slowly bringing yourself back. So, but she's going to be joining us, if it's not tomorrow, sometime this month. And we don't have a lot of dates available, so I won't even put this offer out. I was going to say, if you're doing something and you know you're in alignment with your soul and you want to be a guest on Life Conversations Radio, send us an email. You know how to reach us. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. And because really what it's about is living your soul's intention. You came here for a reason. You came here to be part of this symphony, this orchestra, this concert. Ooh, and without you, it won't be the same. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Okay, Spirit. I won't play this song. This is sung by David Pramal and Mitten. And there's a Gayatri mantra. That's a good way to release the show. Be love. It is the essence of who you truly are. So when you're being love, you're being yourself. And when you're being yourself, you can't help but be true to yourself. And when you're being true to yourself, you allow yourself to be loved. This is how we're releasing the show. To find out more about Deva and Mitten, their website address is devapramalmitten.com. That's D-E-V-A. Let me turn this down a little bit. Lo is back in the house. Thank you, Lo. DevaPramalmitten.com. And they're going to be a guest on Life Conversations Radio. Actually, Ask Life Coach at a radio show. September, October. And they're on tour in America and Canada. So stay tuned. Keep listening. I know you want to hear the song, but this is my show. I'm out of here. I love you. Be true to yourself. Be loved. Beloved, you're here to love. Sing your song. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Turbarenia, parvore.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.